Okay, today is Daf Lamed Aleph. We're going to start on Lamed Beis in the bottom line. So the Gemara is going to bring additional stories regarding the idea of limiting your simcha. So Marbarei de Ravina Avid Hilula Lebrei. So Marbarei de Ravina made a wedding for his son. Chaznu l'Rabbanan to have a kavli chituva. So I think Marbarei de Ravina saw that the Chachamim were a little too happy. They were enjoying themselves a little too much at the wedding. So what does he do? Icy kasa de mokra. He takes a, Rashi calls it a white glass cup, right? A white glass cup. Bars arba meizuzi that was worth 400 zuzim. With tavar kamayu, and he breaks it. He breaks it in front of them. But at sivu, and then they were sad. He diminished their simcha a little bit because he broke the cup. Tosos points out here. It's interesting. He's supposed to say mikan nagu l'shaver zuchuchis benisuin. Here's a raya, here's a source to break a glass when it comes to the wedding, which is interesting because we think the breaking the glass is, has to do with Zekel HaKorban. Maybe it's both. Maybe
it relates to the same thing.
Right, it could be. But you know, this idea of Zekel HaKorban, maybe it was both. You know, it was they did something Zekel HaKorban and they combined it with this thing to make it...
So Maritz Chayis,
they always ask the questions about Baal Tashas. Maritz Chayis answers it, but there's a bit toelos here. If the idea also, like they had, it was in Mishnah and Talmud or Midos, when the Levim fell asleep, they would burn the garment. The Muna would come, Baal Tashmis, so you have to teach him a lesson. If there's a halachic purpose to what you're doing, it's not necessarily Baal Tashmis.
Even when
they were worth
$5, not $400.
Right, but now maybe he estimated how much simcha they had, and he knew how much to knock them down. Rav Ashi Avid Hilula Lubrei. Rav Ashi made a simcha for his son. Chazina Rabban Lava Kabad Chitu, but also the Chachamim were too happy. Isa Kasid de Zigusa Chivarta. He brought a cup of white glass. Vitavar Kamayu, when he broke it before them, Vaitzu, and then they became sad. Doesn't say how much this cup was worth, so maybe he gave a little less value. I don't know. Amrle Rabbanon, the Rav Hamnuna Zute. So the Chachamim said to Rav Hamnuna Zute, Behilua de Marbarei de Ravina, at the wedding of Mar, the son of Ravina, Lishrei Lan Mar, you sing us a song. They want him to sing him a song. So Amalei, instead of singing a song, he sings some sort of dirge. So Amalehu, Vailan de Misnan, Vailan de Misna, woe is to us that we are going to die. You know, woe is to us that we're going to die. So Amalei, they said back to him, Anan Mai Nani Basrach, what should we answer him? Amalehu, they said, so from Luna Zutai, he said back, well, you should answer me, Hey Torah, hey Mitzvah, de Magno Log. You know, praise the Torah. Where is the Torah and where are the Mitzvahs that are going to protect us from the din of Gehenna? Must have been a wonderful wedding.
Yeah.
These are, but this is what
the anti-Batsman.
Right.
Real happy affair.
Right. Other of your, but idea is that they didn't want you to be too misameach. You have to temper all your emotions. Other of Yochanan, Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Rav Yochanan said the name of Shimon ben Yochai. Asur la'adam shiyamali schok piv ba'olam hazeh. You can't have too much schok, too much laughter, too much frivolity, I guess maybe, in this world. Shenamar, in this world, the pasuk says, and tell him, oz yamali schok pinu shalein arena. Only then we're going to have, our mouths are going to be filled with schok. The emasai, and when's then? Right, Gemara says, v'zman sheyomru bagoyim, higdil Hashem l'asos yaman. Right, that's the continuation of the pasuk. When are we going to have all the schok pinu? When the goyim will recognize, when the goyim in the future, when even the goyim recognize Hashem, that's when Yamal is schok pinu. And Amro Allah al Reish Lakish, and they said about Reish Lakish, Shemi Yamav lo mile schok pinu v'olam hazeh. All his days, he never filled his mouth with schok in this world. I guess, I don't know, maybe, Michishama mi Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, it says, yeah, Michishama mi Rabbi Yochanan Rabbein, when he saw this, when he heard this from his Rebbe. I don't know exactly what it means, schok. Is it too much, to what the level is, making a joke, smiling, I'm not sure what that actually means. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan, learned in Abraisa, Ein Omdim Lispalel, you don't dive in Shemona Esrei, Lo Mitoch Din, not after you sat down and were ma'ayin in a din, V'lomi toch dvar halacha, and not from a dvar halacha, where you have to make a mefavo back and forth. Ela mitoch halacha psuka. Only halacha psuka. Why? The idea is your mind has to be clear. If you just had a difficult sukkah that you went through, your mind's not going to be clear. It's going to be thinking about that. But you should learn beforehand a halacha psukah, something simple, something straightforward, something easy. For example, Amar Abaye, ki hadi Rabbi Zeira, like we learned in Rabbi Zeira, in Maseches Nehidot, Amar Rabbi Zeira, benos Yisrael, hechmir al atzman, shafilu roes, tipas dam kachargo, yoshla shivas nekiyim. That benos Yisrael were machmir themselves, that even if they saw a small amount of dam, they're going to view it as a zava gedola, and sit shev nekiyim. Because the halacha is, there's a difference between a need and a zava, and really, if you just see a tipas dam, you're a need, you're a zava katana. A zava katana only requires you to have shemeres yom keneged yom. Zava gedola, if you see it three times, it's just you sit for shiva nikiyim. But if you're a nida, it's during the time of your nida, right? It used to be broken down that it's right 7 days of nida, 11 days of zava. So if you were a nida, you had to just wait 5 days, and then you were done. But it got too confusing. So when Yisrael said, any time they see blood, we're going to view ourselves as Abdullah, but it's halacha psuka. There's no, like, back and forth on it. That's what they did. That's an example of halacha psuka. Another example of halacha psuka, Rava Amar, Rava says, he heard the Rav Hoshea, like Rav Hoshea says, the Amar Rav Hoshea, Ma'arim Adam al Tvuaso, a person can do, like, a little subterfuge when it comes to his Tvua, Umach Nisa Bimotshela, and you bring it into your house when it hasn't been separated. You have to take the shaft. I guess you haven't taken separated the wheat, right? Kedesh tim behem to achel truma n'maiser. But the halacha is when is you chayev? When is a chayev on truma? It's only chayev on truma when you finish the malacha, finish the work on the tefillah, and bring the finished product into your house. So what you're doing here is you're bringing the unfinished product into your house. So you're sort of tricking the truma, because therefore, when are you finishing it? When are you finishing the work? You're finishing the work in the house. And that midoraisa, that's not going to be chay of truma, and therefore you'll be able to feed this to your animals. You can get hanah from it because it's not real truma. So that's how you do ma'arim. It's halacha psuka. Midarabanan, they say that you yourself can't eat because that's a harama, but you can get hanah from it. You can give it to your animals. So again, this is another example of a halacha psuka that you can go into davening with. Or another answer, you can say what another example of a halacha psuka. Kihadir Rav Huna, like the Lachle Rav Huna says, that the Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Hamakis Dam Behemos Kachim. Okay, so you have an animal that's set aside to be a korban, and what do? You nick it to take the blood out of it. You want it to use the blood. Problem is, this is a Kodesh animal, so now the blood has a status of Kedusha. You're not allowed to use Kedusha. That's Me'ila. That's illicit, I guess, usage of Hektish. So therefore, that blood is asr bahana. You're not allowed to get benefit from that blood. Umolaman, and if you violated it and you got benefit from that blood, yichayev mi'ila, which means you'd have to pay back the keren plus a fifth, plus you'd have to bring a karpan. So those are halachos psukos, that there's no kashas or teirutsim or back and forth on them, and therefore you can think about these halachos psukos and the like before davening. Not something that requires pilpul back and forth, because that's going to not have Yishuv Adas. The whole idea a lot of these halachas is you have to have Yishuv Adas when it comes to davening. Rabbanon, most of the Rabbanon, Avdin Kimasnisin, they did like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that they would not be mispalel unless they had COVID rosh. You know, head down and respect. Rav Ashi Avdin Kibraisa. And Rav Ashi davened with like the Braisa that he would daven after he would learn the halacha psuka. I don't know, so can Dafyomi count as halacha psuka? Depends on. Okay. Tana Rabbana, or in another brisa, Ein Odim Nispalel, you don't daven Shmona Esrei, Lo Mitoch Atzlus, not if you're sad, Lo Mitoch Atzlus, if you're lazy. I don't know how are you lazy when it comes to that. I'm not sure what that means. Rashi says, you can quote down here, what the Meiri says, the Al Kavana. Lo Mitoch Schok, not levity, Lo Mitoch Sicha, not from Leitzonus, Lo Mitoch Kalos Rosh, Lo Mitoch Dvar Betelim, Ela Mitoch Simcha Shel Mitzvah. You have to be happy that you got to do the mitzvah of davening to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein lo yipater adam mechavaro, a person shouldn't separate or leave his friend. Lo Mitoch Sicha, not Leitzonus, Lo Mitoch Schok, or frivolity, Lo Mitoch Kalos Rosh, Lo Mitoch Dvar Betelim, Ela Mitoch Dvar Halacha. When you leave your friend, you should leave your friend with a Dvar Halacha. Shekhein Matzinu B'Nevim HaRishonim. That's how we find with the early Rishonim. I don't think Levim Rishonim means here Yeshua Shoftim Shmuel Al Shmuel Beis. Like you know, you learned it. I think it just means the early Rishonim Sheh Siyemu Divreyem B'Divrei Shevach V'Sanchumim, that they would finish their words. I have to look it up. Actually, works. They would finish their words with the ideas of praise and mercy, tankumim, right?
How is that halacha? How is that right to what you just said?
Tosos asks another question. He says similar. He says that it's not true, right? Because if you have Yirmiyah, it doesn't end like that. But I don't know. He says lo yipater is el mitocha dvar halacha. I guess the idea is that you're supposed to not separate. You're not supposed to separate something that causes pain and suffering, but something that causes encouragement. Like the Torah causes encouragement. These things cause encouragement. But Tosafos says he quotes Yirmiyahu. The end of Yirmiyahu was Kim Ma'as Ma'astanu. I guess because that's the end of Eicha. I guess I don't know. Okay, you have to go look into the Svarim to see if they actually end, you know, those ways. V'chein Tana Mar Berei De Rav Huna, Berei De Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba, Al Yipater Adam Mechaveru, Let Me Talk Dvar Halacha, Shem Yitok Kach Zok Reyu. When you leave, you separate from your friend, separate the Dvar Halacha, this way he'll remember you. Ki Ha De Rav Kahana, Al Vei Le Rav Shimi Bar Ashi. So Rav Kahana was being Malavi, he was escorting Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, Pum Nahara, from the mouth of the river, Ad Beit Sinyosa De Bavel, until this place, Beit Sinyosa, which is a place where they grew a lot of palm trees. So when they got there, Amar Le, Rav Kahana says to Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, Mar, my master, Vadei Darmi Inchi, is it really true what people say, Hatsiniyosa de Bavel, these palm trees, right, in Bavel, Isnihu me Adam Arishon and Hashta, they've been here since the times of Adam Arishon. So Amar Le, so Rav Shimi Bar Ashi says back to Rav Kahana, Adikarta and Milsa de Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, you've reminded me, right, the Dal and the Zayin Aramaic switch, so Adikarta is Azkaratan, I remembered, you reminded me Milsa de Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, with words that Rav Yossi Bar Chanina would say, Dar Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, my Dixiv, what does it mean when the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, but Eretz Asher lo avar ba'ish v'lo yoshev adam sham, in the land where no man has ever passed, and no person has ever sat there. Well, if no man has ever passed there, no person has ever lived there. So what's the redundancy? Rashi says, "Kimi achad lo avar heyach yashav." If no man ever passed there, has anyone sit there? Ela lomer lachad to teach you, kol eretz shegazer aleha adam harishon liyishuv. Any place where adam harishon, I guess, was commanded to inhabit, nisyashva, it was inhabited. The kol eretz shelo gazer aleha adam harishon, any place where it was not commanded of adam harishon to inhabit, lo nisyashva, it wasn't inhabited. And therefore what? So I guess maybe that's what, I don't know how that has anything to do with the palm trees. What does he say? I guess that's why people say that these Dekalim in Bavel are from the Zman of Adam Arishon, I guess because Adam Arishon was Gozer, that this is a place where there should be palm trees.
Appropriate for palm trees to grow.
Okay, that's the Dvar Halacha that they separated with. I guess, I'm not sure. Right. Rav Mordechai Ilave Rav Shimi Bar Ashi. Rav Mordechai is now escorting Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, Me Hagronia, from Hagronia, the Ad Beit Kifei, until this place Beit Kifei, it's the place of the bridges, the Amrila Ad Beit Dora, until Beit Dora. And the rest of the story seems to be cut off, because what they're supposed to be telling is something, not that they just were Malavit, that seems to be cut off.
But, not just after Allah, any agad that's like Allah.
Oh, okay. So therefore, any Torah, any type of Torah. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. Hamispalel, someone who davens, Sarashi, which is we want to ask, Sarashi kavanas libel shemayim. He has to have kavanah lishemayim. Abashol Amar, Abashol is a similar dover, where is it like a source? The Pasuk says, it's Tehillim, right, it's Tavas Avim Shemat Hashem, Tachin libam, Takshivos Necha. Prepare your heart, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ears, so to speak, will listen. Tanya, Hurtin Abraisa, Amar Rabbi Huda, Kach Hayim in Hagosh Rabbi Kiva. This was the minhag of Rabbi Kiva. When he was davening for the tzibur, I guess maybe he would steal tzibur, or he was davening with people and they would wait for him, he would make it quick, so the people wouldn't have to wait so much for him. Why? Because right? The derech of the shliach tzibur is to wait for the gadol, and he didn't want them to wait too long, so he would go quickly. But when he would daven by himself, when you left, he was in this corner of the Beis Knesset, Umotso b'zavas acheres, and then you found him when you came back. You found him already in the other corner. Mekokach lama, and how would that happen? If they krios v'shtachavayos, because he used to just bow and roll, I guess, all over the place. And davening would take him a long time, but that seems to be what he would do. Idea being also, you know, there's a tichanset of tiyuchah de tzibura that you have to be careful. Those who are being waited for, should not be too long. I don't understand, what's the whole idea about when would he do all these kriyos and hishtach avayos? You're not supposed to do so much kriyos and hishtach avayos. Right, but Tosos says, Tema, I'm reading the Kaman, we'll see in a couple of days, Habal l'schos, if you want to bow down, but so called bracha bracha, melam demoso shalom, yishkal. You're not supposed to do that. V'teiretz Rav Yosef, t'hachemayim v'tanchanunim, shaya omer achar yilech bracha. So it wasn't during Shmon Esrei itself, it was after Shmon Esrei. The lone era, that doesn't make sense, t'ha mi yudches ka'amar. Because he says, mi yudches, what does that mean? Right, so it's talking about Shmon Esrei. V'nir l'ri, divadai besov kol bracha asar l'schos, he nadu at the end, v'ha be'emtza bracha mi yomutta l'schos. That's what he's doing now. He says, l'kach nago olam b'roshonim yom kippurim, shemispalim zachreinu, ubechein tein, v'simloch shesokhim, shemigim l'psukim, ubesov ha-bracha zokfim, she'en l'schos besov bracha elaheichon detokim. I mean, that's where the Raya comes from. Shon Yom Kippur, people to bow down in the middle of the bracha, but at the end of the bracha, you're not supposed to bow down except where we're told. Okay, so when he would daven with the tzibur, he was faster. When he daven with yechidus, he was rolling all over the place. Amar b'chir barava. B'chir barava says, "La'olam yispal adam b'bayu sheyish lo chalonos." You should always daven in a house, in a place that has windows. Why? What do the windows do? What is that? I thought there was a Rashi. I know it's right. I thought there was a Rashi for that. Oh, it's on Lamadala Mabez, Rashi says it. Right, Lamadala Mabez. Do I have it in this volume? Lamadala Mabez says, Chalonos somewhere here. Don't see it. No, Chalonos. In the bottom of Lamadala Mabez, in the very bottom of Lamadala Mabez, Chalonos, Shergormim Loshi Kavim Libo, like Marshall said, causes you to have Kavana. You can look up to the heavens and your heart will then be, you know, subjugated. Some people don't like davening by windows. They close them. Okay. Why? So where's the source? Shenemar, they call psukim from Daniel, which is hard to translate because they're in very hard Aramaic. Right? The pasuk says, Daniel kide yedo di rishim kisava libose v'kivim psichonei, a kavana to the openings. Okay? Yachol ispal adam kol olam kulo. So maybe you should think the person should daven all day long, which we had somebody once said, Alavai, that we should daven all day long, but here says, no. Kfar Mufur, today Daniel, he always says, the Zinun Tlasa, daven three times a day. V'yachol misha ba'al l'gola, maybe huchal, maybe it's only when you got to Golus, that's when they started davening three times a day, but beforehand they didn't. Nope, Kfar Nemar, it says, by Daniel, it says also, the Avid min kadamas dana, daven three times a day, like we did in the past days, okay, like the Avad min kadamas from the beginning. Yachal yispal adam l'chol ruach sheyirtzim. Maybe you can daven facing any way that you want. Talmud lomar neged Yerushalayim. You should daven towards Yerushalayim. Yachal yehei kolam vas achas. Maybe you think you can daven all three tefillos at one time. Daven three times in one shot. Be nice and easy. Done for the whole day. He says kvar mufur shadei David. No, it already says by David. You can't do that because the ksiv, the pasuk says, Erev vavoker v'tzarayim asicha v'hemo v'yishma. That's the pasuk three times a day. Yochel yashmiya kolobus vilaso. Maybe you should be able to sing to David very loudly. From Rafur shayidei Chana. Already we learned from Chana shenema. The pasuk says right bechana himedaberes aliva raksifaseha naos v'kola lo yishma. And you didn't hear a voice, and Eli thought that she was drunk. That's we'll learn more about that. Yochel, so you're supposed to daven quietly. Yochel yishal adam tziracha v'arpa kachus palel. You might think that you're first supposed to ask your bakashos and only then give shevach to Hashem. No, k'kvar mufur shayli shlomo. The way we do it, it's l'shmoa el harina v'el atfila. Rina is shevach and tfila is obakasha. So first you have to do. Rina is o tfila of shevach and tfila is obakasha. So first you have to give shevach and only then can you ask for what you want or what you need. Ein omer davar achar emes v'yotziv. Right, the person, Morris just says, you're not allowed to say any bakashos after emes v'yatziv, meaning before the three brachos of first three brachos from the Esrei, about achar tfila, but before, after the davening is over completely, meaning when at the end of the kind of tzor, tfila is one Esrei. Aval achar hatfila, afilu kaseder v'yidu sheyom kipirim omer. So at the end of the tzor, you can even say at the end of send a vidoy, at the very end of Shmoneh, which we actually do on Mincha on Yom Kippur. We say the vidoy
before.
We say at the end, we finish.
After some Shalom.
After you finish Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, but I don't know when it'll kind of, but it's the end of Shmoneh Esrei. It's when you're finished. Right. Itmar Nami, we're in a Braisa also. Amar B'chibar Ashi, Amar Rav. Afal Pisha Amru Shol Adam Tzracha B'Shmei Tefillah. Even though a person, we say that a person could ask what he needs in the Bracha Shmoneh Tefillah. In Ba Loma Achat Tefillaso, Afil Kaseder Shalim Kipurim Omer. If you want to say the long thing after, like the Yom Kippur Davening, you can say it after, actually, I guess after you finished the Shmoneh Esrei. I don't know what the difference is. What can you say in Shema Kaleinu, and what can you say? I guess maybe Tosos brings on your Tosos that in Shema Kaleinu is not supposed to be Marich. If you want to be Marich more and more, you should do it after at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. Amar Rav Amuna, Kama Hilchasa Gav.
Before you.
I don't know. What kind of tour is it? It was a later edition, so I'm not sure what if it means after Sim Shalom.
A couple of pages back, we said that you can't go back if you.
Right. So I don't know. I'm not going to change my answer. I don't know whether it means after the Bracha Sim Shalom or after Elokai Netzar. Right. Amar Rav Amnuna, Kame Hilchasa Gav Revasa Ika LeMishma Mehani Kor DeChana. How many wonderful halachas are we going to learn out from what Chana did? When the Tefillah of Chana, and Chana went to the Mishkan to daven for her son. Chana Himid Averes Aliba. Right. Chana was speaking to, in her heart. Chana Mispalel. You have to have kavana. You can't just do it. You have to have kavana. And then it says, "Roxif Hasel Naos." Only her lips are moving. Mekan Lispal Shiyachtok Busvasa. You have to move your mouth. It's not just enough to do it in your heart. You have to express it, right? But the Kolol Yishma. But her voice wasn't heard. Mekan also like Bria with Kolol Tfilasa. You can't be too loud. So you have to. You can't just say. You have to speak it, but look softly and not to be heard. And then it says, "Vayachshever Alel Shikora." Eli thought she was drunk. Mikan Shishikor Asr L'Spalel. From here, we see that a drunk person is Asr to daven. And I thought we learned that from the Kohanim. It says that you can't come to the Mikdash as a sheik, as a drunk. Okay. The Gemara continues. Vayomer El Eli Ad Masai Tishtakarin. Right. And how long are you going to be drunk? Amar Rabbi Lezer. Lezer says from here. Mikan Lishiroech B'Chaveiro Davar Sheinu Hagon Tzarech L'Chicho. If you see something that your friend is doing incorrect, wrong, Eli thought that she was drunk. You have to give him usher. You have to approach him. But Ta'an Chana, the pasuk continues, and Chana responded, "V'tomer lo agni, no, my master, I'm not drunk. Ishak shat ruach ani." He says, "Amar ula v'itamer Rabbi Yosi Berchanina." Amar le, Chana said to Eli, "Lo adon atabat varzeh." Well, you don't know what you don't have any smarts in what's going on here. You have no idea what's going on here. V'lo ruach hakodesh shorerecha, and you have no ruach hakodesh she atachosh di b'davarzeh. You're going to think that you're going to suspect me of this. I thought you're a man of God. You can't figure this out. Ika the army. Some say shit this way. Hach amalei. Lo adonata. Are you like in Lashon of Bitmiya? Like, are you not a master? Lav ika shchina ruach hakodesh kabech. Do you not have ruach hakodesh in the shchina that resides on you? Shadanti kachova that you're going to judge me to the side of guilt. The lo danti the kapskos. You didn't judge me as innocent. Mi lo yadati ishak shat ruach anochi. Do you not know that I'm a woman? I'm just pouring out my heart and soul here. Right, so how can you be kosher as me to drink the yayim v'sheich halosh asisi? She continues, I didn't drink anything. Amar Rav Elazar mikan l'nechsha bedavar she'ein bo she'tzarech l'odio. So here it says, if someone has koshered you, it's interesting. If someone has koshered you for a certain thing, you have to respond and say that thing is not true. You have to respond in kind, I guess. Okay, the pasuk continues that Chana says to Eli, Al titein es amascha. Lifnei bas blial, right? Kimirov chivi chasid divarti. Don't think that I'm like a bas blial. That I guess I'm angry. I don't know. That bas blial. I didn't drink. I don't think I'm a bas blial. Amar Belazar mikan l'shikor shemispalak you over the vazara. Here's someone who's drunk in davening. It's like as if they're doing idol worship because of the language of blial. You thought I was drunk. Don't think I was not drunk and I'm not a bas blial. Right, Ksiv Hacha says here, Lifnei Bas Blial, here it says the word Blial. The Ksiv Hasim, it says by Ir Nidachas, you see it gets wiped out because they all, at least the majority, worship Bodh Zara. It says, Yatsu Anashim Bnei Blial Mikirecha. The Bnei Blial, that's all talking about Bodh Zara. Mal Hana Bodh Zara, Afkana Bodh Zara. So Chana was telling him, I'm not drunk, therefore I'm not over the Bodh Zara, which means if you do that when you're drunk, you are considered as if you worship the Bodh Zara. Then the Pasuk continues, Vayan Eli, and Eli responds, Vayom Lechil Lishalom, go in peace. Amar Rabbi Lazar Mikan, from here we see lechoshet is chaveir b'davar she'ein bo. If you choshet somebody and you're wrong, sarach lefaiso, you have to make amends. You have to do good. right? That's where he says here, Lech 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 Shalom, Velo Or. Not only that, El Shet Sarek Levarcho, you have to give them a bracha. Like we see, right? When we say, oh, you're a Choshim, give me a bracha. Right? From here, you give me a bracha. Right? Shenema, the Pasuk says, it continues, Velokei Yisrael, Yitain Hashem Asech, and the God of Israel should give you what you're asking for. Shoshalp Meimo, Pasuk continues. Going back to the beginning of Chana, it says, Vatidor Neder, Vatom Hashem Tzavakos. She makes a neder, she says to Hashem, that if you can, I'll give the son, you have a son, I'll give your son to serve you all the days. Amar Belazar, Miyom Shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Olamo, from the time that HaKadosh Baruch created this world, Lo Haya Adam Shekaro HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzivakos. No one called him Tzivakos, which I guess is translated Lord of Hosts, right? Lord of Hosts. Ad Shebasu Chana V'Karatel Tzivakos, until Chana came and called him that name. Amar Chana, so the Gemara explains what does that mean. Amar Chana, Chana says, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean, the hosts? Ribono Shel Olam. Mikol tzivei tzivakos shebaras v'lamecha. With everything that you created in this world, everything you could do in this world, kasha beinecha, shetitin li beinecha, is it so difficult for you to just give me one son? That's some tefillah. Mashal admai davar domer, davar domer, maha davar domer, what's it similar to? Lemelech basar v'dam shas sudal avadav. You have a mortal king who makes a big feast for his servants. Ba'ani echad, so one poor person comes, so amar al pesach, and he stands at the entrance. Amar Lahem, and he says to the Avdei HaMelech, Tenuli Prusa Achas, give me one slice. They wouldn't look at him. Dachak v'nichnas eitz HaMelech, somehow he pushed his way and got to the king. But Amar Lo, and says to the king, Adoni HaMelech, Master, my king, Mikol Suda Shasisa, this whole master feast that you made, Kashi v'nechali Tenuli Prusa Achas, you can't give me one piece of bread. Right? Same thing, the whole world that you created, you can't give me one son. All right. Okay, the pasuk continues, it says also by Tilos Chan, it says, Im Ra'o Tir'eh, if you see double language, if you see in the anguish of your maidservant, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar says, what's the double language of Otira? Amar Chana Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chana says for Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Im Ra'o, if you see and you listen to me, Mutav, that's good. Im Lav, and if not, Tir'eh, see what I'm going to do. What am I going to do? Chana says, Eilech Ve'Astater, I'm going to go and seclude myself with a man other than my husband. Bifnei Elkanah ba'ali, before Elkanah my husband, so he'll be choshed me. Bikeva de mistarterna, and since I'm going to seclude myself, mashkli me sota, they make me into a sota. I'm going to force my husband to warn me. Then I'm going to go and have yichud with this man. I'm not going to do anything, but then you're going to have to feed me the waters of the sota. V'iata oset toroscha plaster, and unless you're lying in your Torah, you're going to have to give me a kid. Why? Shenemar, because the pasuk says in the parsha of sota, if she wasn't tama, but she was tohora, v'nikta v'nizra zera, she's going to be clean from any sin, and they're going to have bracha. Instead of her belly exploding, she's going to have bracha and have children. So she's going to force her way to have children. So the Gemara says, no, wait a second. That's only what, there's a machlokus as to whether or not that's what happens. That's the bracha of the good woman who goes and she doesn't have and she's innocent. So honey, chlaman damrim haisa akara nifkedes. That works well according to one who says that if she was barren, she'll have children. Shapir. Then fine. Then it makes sense what ra'otere means. What you just said. Elaman da avar im haisa. What the bracha is? No, it's different. It's not that if you didn't have children, now you're going to have children. It means if previously you were led as mitzar, you had pain when you gave birth. You'll let it berevach. You won't have so much pain. Very PC now. If you had nekevos, you'll let it zacharim. If you had girls, then you'll have boys. Shchorim with his lavanim. If they were dark, now they'll be white. Ketzarim, if they were short, you'll have zeruchim, they'll be tall. So Michael Neymar, according to this person, there's no idea of forcing children because that's not the way the mesota works. So what does Ra'otir'eh mean? Right? At the Tanya, quote of Brisa. Brisa says, the pasuk says, V'nikta v'nizra zera, milamet shi maisa akara nifkedes to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, and if she was barren, now she gets children. Amar lo Rekir, Rekir says, no, that can't be. Im Kain, Yelchu kol akaros kulam v'yistar hadru. If that's the case, then it's a guaranteed way for all the barren women to have children. They'll do this subterfuge, and they'll force themselves, they'll seclude themselves. V'zol shelo kilkul, and the one who was not mizaneh, nifkedes, she'll have children. That's not the way it works. He says, Ela melamed, she'im ha'isa yoletz b'tzar, yoletz b'revah, k'tzar yoletz harukim, shchor yoletz levonim, Echad Yoleg Hashnayim. Wow. If she only had one, it'll be a bracha, she'll have twins. So according to that sheet, according to Rabbi Kiva, Mai, what does it mean in Ra'otireh, the double Lashon, Ra'otireh? Dibratorik Lashon Ne'adam. It's going to be Dibratorik Lashon Ne'adam. That's just the way of speaking. So two hours in that. Number one, this isn't Dibratorik Lashon Ne'adam. This is Chana speaking. So what is that? So the Torah is reporting what Chana said in this Lashon, but it's not Dibratorik. Number two, typically throughout Shas, when we have this machlokas about drasha and who usually says Dibur Torah Kol Hashem LeAdam, that's usually Rabbi Shmuel. And it's Rabbi Kiva the one who darshans. Here it's the opposite. It's Rabbi Shmuel who's darshan the double lashon, and it's Rabbi Kiva who's saying Dibur Torah Kol Hashem LeAdam. Just a hara. Okay. Then the pasuk says by Tefillah Chana, it says, if you see ba'ania matecha, you see my pain, below tishkacha samasecha, and you don't forget your maidservant, v'nasakal amasecha. So three times it says amasecha. Amar Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, shalos amasos halal lama. Why does he call himself an ama three times? Amar Chana fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chana says to Hashem, ribono shel olam, shlosha bitkei misa barasa b'isha. There are three things, there are three items that are very important that you impose upon a woman that save her from death. Right? Those of the Abnishuk asking, I was just saying the Pasuk in Bama Madlikim, what are those three things? It's Nida, Chala, and Lakas and Nair. So those three things, right? Or the Amrilei Shlosha Dibakke Misa. There are three things that either prevent her from dying or bring her closer to dying, and those are Nida, Chala, and Lakas and Nair. That's those are three Amasos, three things. Kuma Varte Al Achas Mahen. Have I violated any of them? That you're going to, I guess, not help me? I did everything that was correct. How can you not help me? Then the pasuk says, "Binasata lamasecha zera anashim." You should give me a seed of men. So my zera anashim. What does that mean? Amarav gava biguvrin. You should give me not only just a regular person. You should give me a person who's going to be a chashuv person. He's God. He's a man amongst men. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, "What does it mean? It's zera shemosheach shnei anashim." You should give me offspring that are going to anoint two people. My inu shol v'david. And that's what Shmuel did. He anointed Shaul and David. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Zera Sheshakal Kishnei Anashim. You should give me an offspring who is equal, who is equivalent to two men, Umay Inu, and who are these two men that they're equal to? Is Moshe V'Aaron. And how do we know that? Because we say, Friday night, Moshe V'Aaron V'Kohanav, Ushmuel B'Kore Shemo. Right? Right? Korim El Shem V'Hu Yanim. So Shmuel is equivalent to the Moshe V'Aaron. Rabbanan Amri Raman says, Zera Anashim. What does that mean? Zera Shemuvla Bein Anashim. It's a regular guy. It's an offspring who's amongst all the other people, right? This is going to be a regular person. Ki asarav, right? Zerah hamuvlar. He's swallowed amongst. He's no different than anybody else. Ki asarav dimi. Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael Bavel. Amar. He says, what does it mean? Muvla ben anashim. Lo aroch, not too tall. Lo gutz, not too short. Lo katon, not too skinny. Lo elem, not too thick. Lo tzachor, not too white. Lo gichor, not too red. Lo chacham, lo tipesh. Regular guy. You know, just give me a regular guy. Fine. So now, after Chana gives birth, and he weans her, right? And he brings him to base alien Shiloh, and she reminds him that she's the woman who came, I guess, previously to daven for the child. The pasuk says, "Ani ha'isha hanitzeves imcha bazeh." I was the woman who you stood with me. You stood next to me when I davened. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Mikan, from here, Asul Yeshi B'tzoch Arba Amos L'Tfili. Now let's sit down within four Amos of somebody else who's davening. Because the Pasuk says that Eli stood with her. So he stood next to her. Okay, then the Pasuk says, El Hanar Hazeh Hispalalti. I davened specifically for this Nar. El Hanar Hazeh Hispalalti. Right, she said something. So what's going on there? So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Shmuel Mor Halach V'Rabu Haya. Shmuel, I guess, was disrespectful, and he passed into halacha before his Rebbe of Eli, which, number one, is very difficult to understand, because he's bringing Shmuel, the story is taking place, when Chana's bringing Shmuel, he's at most 3 years old. So what's going on here? But what's the case? What the Gemara put on? It says, Shenemar, the psukim before, says that they came, before the Chana came, it says, Vayishchatu es hapar, they shechted the korban, Vayaviu es na'ar el Eli. And they brought the na'ar, they brought Shmuel in front of Eli. So what's the connection between the two parts of the pasuk? The mishum di vayishchatu es hapar, because they shechted the korban, heviu and na'ar el Eli, that's why they brought na'ar, meaning Shmuel, to Eli. Ella, make the drasha, amar lehen Eli. Eli says, Eli was telling to everybody, kiru kohen delesi vilishkot. Go call a kohen who would come ahead and shecht your korban. Chazna Shmuel, the Mahadre Basar Kohen Mishkan. Shmuel saw where they're wasting their time looking for a Kohen to shech the animal. Amar Lehu, Shmuel says, Lama Lehu Ladhure Basar Kohen Mishkan. Why are you looking around for a Kohen to cause for Shkita? Shkita Bazar Kshay. We know Allah, we learned in Zachim. Shkita of the Karbon can be done by a non Kohen. how you figure out and go around about doing that. We had the long knife, whatever it was, but the shechita, because it has to be in a certain place, but the shechita technically can be done by a non-kohen. So Shmuel is saying, Eli, why are you looking around looking for kohen? You don't know the halacha. So Amar Lei, so Eli says to Shmuel, Mina loch ha, how do you know this halacha that the shechita sheir bazar? Amar Lei, Shmuel says to Eli, Mikziv, that the pasuk say, v'shachar ha-kohen, doesn't say v'shachar ha-kohen, when it comes to a carbon. The pasuk says, v'shachar has ben ha-bakar, l'fnei Hashem, v'hikrivu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim. So all he means, that v'hikrivu, and then v'zarku as adam, ksiv. Right? Mi-kabbalah v'elech mitzvah kuhuna. There are four avodas, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. It only, when does it use the words of the kohen? It only says the word kohen from avoda number two, not from avoda number one. So shechita's ksheir bazar. So right, says mikabal the elech mitzvahs kuna mikan l'shchita shekshei bazar. You see, the shchita is kosher with a non kohen. Amar lei, so Eli says to Shmuel, meimer shapik amarta gugzach. You said good, right? Miu mor alach with neirabah ata. But you now just paskin in front of your rebbe, and therefore call a mor alach with neirabah chayav misa. You chayav to put to debt. Again, talking about a 3-year-old. So technically, so I'm not exactly sure how this works. So asir chan v'katzaf kamei. So Chana heard that Eli now is paskin that her son is chayav misa, and she says, Aniya Ishan in 17 Macham Azeh, I was the one who davened for this boy last time when I was here. Amrallah, so Eli says to her, Shifki l'danchi, leave him to me so I can punish him. Uba'ini rachamei v'yarlach rabbi minei, and I'll daven for you and you'll get another baby. And he says, so Amrallah, she says, Matthew, no. El hanar hazeh his palalti. This is the nar I daven for. I didn't want anyone else. This is the nar I daven for. Therefore, please don't punish him. Apparently, he didn't. Okay, now going back to the tefillah that she said before, v'chana hi midaberes el liba, right, she was speaking to her heart, amr b'lazer mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, al iske liba amr lefanav. She was davening, I guess, things from her heart, right, iske liba. She said, Ribono shel Olam, master of the world, ko ma shevarata b'isha lo barata davar echad lebatala. All the body parts you made in a woman, they have a purpose, not done to not be used. Einayim l'ra'os, eyes to see. Asnayim l'shmo, ears to hear. Chotim l'riach, a nose to smell. Peh l'daber, mouth to speak. Yadayim l'asas b'malacha, hands to do work. Reglayim l'alechban, legs to walk. Dadim l'hanik b'hen, and you gave me breasts that I should nurse. Dadim ha'lalosh, nasata al-libi, lama. You gave me these breasts. Well, for what's the purpose? No purpose is to nurse. I haven't nursed anybody, so give me a child so I can nurse. Okay. Now there's, I don't know, it's like a non sequitur. Must be because previous statement we said was Rabbi Lezer, Mishum Rabbi Yosef, and Zimra. We can say another thing of Rabbi Lezer, Mishum Rabbi Yosef, and Zimra. Call it Yosef, Tainis B'Shabbos. Whoever fasts on Shabbos, they will bring down whoever has a Tainis Chalom, the bad dream, and you fast your Tainis Chalom on Shabbos. Korim lo gzardino shoshim mishana. They rip up all the gzeris ravos, all the bad gzeris that were on him, even if it was nigzar on him for 70 years prior. The afal came, but nevertheless, chosiv in nifra mimenu din onik shabbos. He still gets punished for taking away onik shabbos. So maitakante. So what is he supposed to do? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak leisef to anisa l'tanisa. So what you do is you have your tainis cholam on Shabbos, and then you have a fast because you had to fast on Sunday. Yeah, so you do. Yeah, so therefore you don't get punished. For you do tshuva for the fasting, you know you had to do the fasting. Okay. Amar Rabbi Lazar said, Chana heticha dvarim klape mala. I think she spoke harshly. Is that what he says? Heticha dvarim. He spoke harshly. You know,
through
words up to heaven, right? Shenema the pasuk says vatispalel al Hashem. It says on Hashem, not el Hashem, but al Hashem. Milamed sheiticha dvarim klapi malo, just threw everything up. Mamre b'lazar, Elio heiticha dvarim klapi malo. Elio also did. He also threw things up. I think it means harshly. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, again, this is by Elio, by the Har Carmel, when he had the battle with the Nevi'e Habal. He says to Hashem, Aneni Hashem Aneni, you should answer me. Ve'idu amazek yetahu Hashem Elokim, the emotional you are God. Va'ata hasiboses liva macharonis. And it was you, Hashem, who turned their heart away from you. So therefore, I guess you should fix it. Amar Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yitzchak, Minayim Shechaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odeh Eliyahu. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu agree to Eliyahu that he was right in his claim? Diksiv, because the Pasuk says, by Micha, it says, by Yomahu, Nehum Hashem, Osfah HaTzoliyah, Ba'adindich HaVakabetzah, Ba'asher Heiro Osi. Asher Heiro, I caused it. I mean, Hashem says, I caused the Yetzer Hara. So Eliyahu says, you're the cause of it. And Hashem says, Mitz, later on in Micha, he was... because of it. Okay, we'll stop here. Sure.